Breathing in, experiencing the breath in. Breathing out, experiencing the body breathing out. Noticing the constant flow and rhythm of your own body and breath. So just spending a few minutes becoming embodied, experiencing the body as it settles here, aware of the breath. And again, you might add that slight smile, the corner of the eyes, the lips, as a way of inviting a sense of friendliness, calm, ease to your practice. Each exhale, letting go a little more, becoming even more embodied, experiencing the body as it is, all its senses awake and present. In this meditation, I'll be offering the breath of peace. Was adopted by Tanisaro Bhikkhu, who's the abbot of the Metta Forest Monastery near San Diego. And he learned this from his Thai teacher, Ajahn Phueng, who learned this technique from Ajahn Lee Damandaro. And I learned it from my teacher, Pat Coffey. And now it is yours. And this is essentially a breath meditation. And as Thich Nhat Hanh, the great Zen master, tells us, breath is the bridge which connects life to consciousness, which unites your body to your thoughts. Whenever your mind becomes scattered, use your breath as a means to take hold again of your mind. So I'm going to invite you to begin by breathing in long and out long, thinking the syllable Bud with the in-breath. And do with the out, Budo. Breathing in, Bud. Breathing out, Do. Budo. See if you can keep the meditation syllable as long as the breath. Clearly aware for each in-breath. Clearly aware of each out-breath, Buddha. See if you can even relax, re-relax the body on each exhale. As you continue, you might start to observe the breath as it flows in and out, noticing whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. Broad, narrow. obstructed, free-flowing. Fast, slow. Short, long. Warm or cool. Very intimate attention to the breath, noticing whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. And if you discover that the breath doesn't feel comfortable, see if you can adjust it until it does. So, for instance, if breathing in long and out long is uncomfortable, try breathing in short and out short. Just experiment. Notice the breath. Still aware of the words boo or the syllables boo, do. As you discover where your breath feels comfortable, you might allow this feeling, this sense of the breath, spread to different parts of the body, this comfortable sensation of breath. And so to begin, you might inhale the breath at the base of the skull. Let it flow all the way down the spine. Imagine that. Breathing in at the base of the skull, allowing it to flow all the way down the spine. Bu-do. Base of the skull, down the spine. Now, if you are a woman, you're going to start on the left. If you're a man, on the right. And you're going to allow the breath to spread down the right or left leg to the sole of the foot, ends of the toes, and out into the air. Down the leg, sole of the foot, ends of the toes, out into the air. And then you're going to switch, inhaling the breath at the base of the skull, down the spine, down the other leg to the ends of the toes, and out into the air. Base of the skull, down the spine, down the leg, ends of the toes, and out into the air. You might continue to alternate this breath down the different legs, or maybe a sense of both legs. Ends of the toes out into the air. really sense the breath spreading in this way. Now allowing the breath to spread from the base of the skull down over both shoulders, past the elbows and wrists, to the tips of the fingers, and out into the air. Base of the skull, spreading down both shoulders, past the elbows and wrists, to the tips of the fingers, and out into the air. Not losing touch with your syllables of Bu-Do, which means awake. Now allowing the breath at the base of the throat to spread down the central nerve at the front of the body, past the lungs and liver, all the way down to the bladder and colon. Base of the throat, down the central nerve, the front of the body, past the lungs and liver, down to the bladder and colon. Let the breath spread this way. Now inhaling the breath right at the middle of the chest, imagining it not quite as big as a basketball, and allowing it to spread all the way down to the intestines. Middle of the chest, down into the intestines. Bu-Do. Now allowing all of these breath sensations spread so that they connect and flow together. So allowing this awareness, your sense of conscious feeling, to spread through the whole body. Allowing the breath sensations to unite through the body, flowing together comfortably, keeping your awareness as broad as possible, and sensing the breath through the whole body. Buddha. Now I'm going to invite you to contemplate the vibration of Buddha and what it is that's saying Buddha. Once you see that they're two separate things, you might focus on what is saying Buddha. You might even begin to notice, maybe after a while, that the word Buddha might disappear, leaving only what it is that was saying Buddha. Again, the great Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh tells us, breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. This is the only moment. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment.